USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the U.S., with more than 61,000 new infections reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. Dr. Amesh Adalja believes pandemic fatigue does play into the rise in cases, but says it's also being driven by younger people who aren't yet eligible for vaccination in many places. The infectious disease expert tells Fox News that even as the new wave of cases are less likely to result in hospitalizations or deaths, it should be an imperative to open up vaccination availability.
So we're going to see kind of a decoupling of cases from hospitalizations. And I think that's a good thing. However, we still have to be vigilant with these cases. We still have to test, trace, and isolate. And states need to be aggressive with getting vaccine out to those younger age groups because they're going to be what's driving the spread. And we need to move past those priority groups and really start thinking about mass vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
An inmate in Oklahoma was shot and killed after taking a corrections officer hostage.
Authorities say an Oklahoma City police officer shot the inmate at the Oklahoma County Detention Center when he held an unidentified object to the corrections officer's neck.
We had an officer who, during pill pass, was overrun by at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod.
Jail Administrator Greg Williams said the inmate may have taken the officer's phone and live-streamed some of the incident. The officer was hospitalized for minor injuries. The jail was on lockdown for about 2 hours. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And at least four people have died after more than 7 inches of rain fell across the Nashville area, triggering flash floods. The Nashville Fire Department says it rescued about 130 people from fast-rising floodwaters. Nashville Mayor John Cooper has declared a local state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gonzaga Bulldogs advancing to the Elite Eight in the men's basketball NCAA tournament with an 83-65 win over Creighton this afternoon, and they will face the winner of USC and Oregon. Dan DeRocky recaps day one of the Sweet 16 from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
One Cinderella run will continue in the NCAA tournament while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58 on Saturday, but Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make the final eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51, and Houston defeated Syracuse in the nightcap 62-46.
In the women's tournament, South Carolina downs Georgia Tech today 76-65. Looks like Ozzie's wife is out of work.
CBS has announced that Sharon Osbourne will no longer be a panelist on the TV show The Talk. The show has been on hiatus for the past 2 weeks as CBS worked with The Talk to create a more harmonious atmosphere. Osbourne is the last original co-host of the show. She posted an apology on Twitter after her March 10th interaction with Cheryl Underwood, during which Osbourne defended her friend Piers Morgan's right to criticize Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Several other people also came forward to accuse Osbourne of making culturally insensitive remarks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.